All right, Keith Overd, broadcasting live from I-10 Wire Summit here on beautiful, sunny Gulf Coast, Pensacola Beach. And I am here with Guy and Travis from Corpse Tigris. Tell us a little bit about you guys.
Absolutely. I'm Professor Guy Garrett. I'm in charge of the cybersecurity program at Gulf Coast State College in Panama City, Florida. Corps Tigris is our elite cybersecurity demonstration team, the only one in the state, one of the few in the country. And what we're here to do tonight, we've got a little skit, and Travis is going to actually be showing a live hacking demo. We're going to show you how
awesome.
We could get into your small business through your Wi-Fi, get into your computer. In fact, let me turn this over to Travis and tell him a little bit more about this hack.
How you doing, sir?
I'm good.
All right, so with this, you know, we're going to take it. Let's say someone finds a flash drive in the parking lot, plugs it in. You know, no one thinks anything of it.
Yeah.
There might be some stuff on there.
Pictures you don't want to get out, or
pictures,
credit card information.
Something might be embedded in those pictures.
Ah, okay.
You know, something a little different. Well, with that, I can gain access. Then with that, get into your network, and I can pretty much do whatever I want to your system.
So, and you guys are going to demonstrate this live, is what you're saying tonight? You're going to show them how easily it is done?
Yes, sir.
Okay. So, are you going to use somebody's real company, or did you guys set up some fake stuff?
No, obviously we wouldn't use a real company.
Pick somebody out of the crowd.
Well, that
really freak them out.
That would let us have some very long conversations with members of law enforcement.
Yeah.
The unique thing about our college, we have a $35 million investment in our community in the Advanced Technology Center. This program is located in that building, and we've got these two rooms that are completely isolated. We call it the Red Line.
Uh-huh.
And in fact, the server room is called the Tiger Den because they're the ones that maintain the network. And basically, we have our own isolated network, a sandbox, if you will. Because we have the sandbox, we can emulate any kind of hack we can dream up. We have these systems we call hackrificial lambs because we hackrifice them. That's how they die. But we bring them back to life with a quick ISO refresh.
Sure.
And that allows us to let these students do hands-on training with the same tools the hackers use, the same tools that the red teams use, learn how to use it, build those skills so when they're ready to go out into the workforce, which Travis will be very shortly, these folks will be able to have the skills necessary to properly configure your system so hopefully the hackers don't get in the first place. So we have a sandbox. We've got a complete environment. And I'm going to let Travis talk a little bit about what it's like to go to a school with that unique environment, because it's something very unique among the community colleges here in Florida.
What valuable skills to be able to walk. I mean, if you think about it, Travis, 10 years ago, none of this stuff was ever even thought to be taught in schools, let alone actually being taught. So tell us, what's it like from your perspective?
It's outstanding. I love it every single day. I'm glad I can be a part of it, and I can, you know, grow with it as the program grows.
Yeah.
You know, just like the IT world, it's always growing, it's always changing. So I really enjoy being able to take part in it, be able to learn from other people, especially Professor Garrett, years of experience. But I just
still
really
teaching you a couple tricks, or are you getting him once every once in a while?
Oh yeah, plenty of trucks.
Yeah.
Tricks.
So I want to know, how did you realize that this was Travis is going to, I'm going to hack. I'm going to learn how to hack. I'm going to learn how to protect people from hacking. How did that come to you?
Like about 95% of our students, I'm a huge PC gamer and gamer at heart. Always tinkered with computers, built one when I was in high school. Tried some other things, different colleges, and ended up walking in and talking to Professor Garrett one day about it. Moved down here, home with mom and dad.
Yeah.
To kind of get back on my feet, and I really enjoyed what he had to say about with the program, and I just kind of went from there and enjoyed every day.
Wow. So I'm curious, too. With your generation of computers and hacking, and I think to my first computer, which was a Commodore 64, you know, which was back in the day, but I mean, you guys are doing this kind of stuff from iPads and iPods and I mean, it's very easy technology for somebody else to do, right? You don't have to have this huge supercomputer to do what.
There's more power in your cell phone than all the computing we used to put a man on the moon. Okay, so you start thinking about perspective.
Let that thing sink in for a second. That's a lot.
And if you think about it, you know, that Apollo mission was launched from Florida.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we put a man on the moon. They started in Florida and went there. We've got a motto at Gulf Coast, start here, go anywhere. And what we've done with this program, not only do we tie into, you know, the fancy stuff, what these guys like to talk about and do, the ethical hacking class, whatever.
Right.
Before they get there, they've got a solid foundation in systems administration, in Linux, We are a Cisco Academy. We're a CompTIA academic partner. And when they walk out of Gulf Coast State College, in addition to their degree, in addition to college credit certificates and things like cybersecurity, network administration, they will also have their CompTIA A+, their Security Plus, their Network Plus, and we're working on getting their CCNA certifications. So we look at, we're trying to make them highly skilled. We're trying to make sure they're professionally certified and they're keyboard ready. The idea with our graduates is when you hire one, they can go in your business, go in your organization. In some cases, like Travis, he's trying to go back in the military as an officer, served a little time in the Navy, wants to go back as a cyber officer in one of the branches. Wherever they go, they're keyboard ready. They're ready to go in and get the job done. They're not people that you come in and, well, we need to train them for another year. They're ready to go. And we put a lot of emphasis on the hands-on. And the way I teach, and these guys will tell you, it's not – here's a series of step-by-steps and learn how to do this. Why don't we try this? Let's try to build a network that we could show small businesses how wide open they are. And that's exactly what he's done.
Very cool. So, and you guys, I mean, talk about some really fascinating stuff that you guys are obviously empowering people with in the education too. But I'm curious, other than it being I-10 wired, how did you guys get hooked up with coming here?
All right, so last year, Dr. Steve Donovan, who's actually on the program, he's at the time he was the dean of the ATC. He's done a number of things at our college, and he got an invite to come to I-10 Wired and told Laurie about us, asked if they'd like to have some students. We came out, and last year we had a lot more gear. We weren't quite as organized. We just opened the cyber lab, and we said, you know what we're going to do? We're going to take all the gear from the lab, and we're going to show them some live hacking demos.
Right.
It was the first deployment of Core Tigris. This elite tiger team is what that means in Latin, and our motto in Latin, of course, is I will find a way or make one.
That's what I was going to ask you what that said.
And that's the mentality you have to have in IT, whether you're a systems admin or you're a red team member. Yeah. You go in, and it's your job to take care of whatever needs to be taken care of, whether you're ready for it or not. You know, 80% may work on a test. I got to be in a class, but 80% of fixing your computer means the computer's still down.
Sure.
So we train our people with that mentality, that do or die. We got to fix it. We got to find a way. If we can't find a way, we'll make something up. And that's the kind of mentality. So we came here to show off what my students were doing. It was kind of funny because people met the students and they're like, wait a minute. Are these students like showing things that from the curriculum? I said, no, every hack you see here is something the student took on as an independent project.
Oh, wow.
They had to figure out how to make the software or how to make the attack work. What's the countermeasure? And that's what these guys have done at another level. We've got one student right now. He and his partner are working on a zero-day attack. And we were going to get that thing taken care of in the lab. We'll videotape that. That'll be on the YouTube channel in a couple of weeks.
So, and you're hitting on something that I've noticed, especially with doing a lot of this stuff with I-10 Wired and being on the committees and being part of this process. But you guys are really on the leading edge of creation for not just cybersecurity or anything else, but just how outside of the box you guys get to find solutions to what ends up being normal everyday problems like banking or security or, you know, keeping your identity safe. I mean, you guys are really, you're doing stuff that people in think tanks haven't even thought of yet.
Well, you have to think about, so Florida is number four in IT jobs, and we want to continue to fill those jobs and continue to grow. And the interesting thing that we have to think about, I'm from Panama City. These folks are from Pensacola. We really have to think in Northwest Florida regionally. We have to go across those boundaries. We have to look at the assets we have. For example, y'all have got a wonderful university. I did my master's in software engineering at West Florida, right. The University of West Florida. Go Argonauts. right across the street from us, we have FSU Panama City with their ties to Tallahassee. Yeah, absolutely. They're doing fantastic. I'm a Georgia fan, so this weekend watching them blow out Georgia Tech is going to be fun because Georgia's not playing. So I'll be doing the chop right with you. But the interesting thing is we have assets with our school, and what we're trying to do even at Gulf Coast is we're trying to be a hub for cybersecurity, not only just for what we're training our students to do, but we want to be a hub for the entire region. And we want to reach out to any other school, any business, anyone who wants to be a part of that, either in an advisory capacity or, for example, we have some students that do an AA and they go on to computer science degrees at West Florida, Florida State.
Yeah.
Whatever the capacity is, whatever fits in the box, we want to make sure that we're kind of a hub of that activity and that we're serving as a bridge, as a switch, as it were.
Yeah.
We get the messages in and we try to make sure they go out to the right places. Because if we will do that and if we will pull our strength together regionally, we will be able to be on the cutting edge of job creation. And at the end of the day, that's what this is about. My students getting a diploma, that's great. I look and see them go across the stage, and that's a fantastic moment with their honor accords. I mean, he's vice president of our PTK chapter, which is an honor society. They graduate with their Tiger Honors. It's a glorious day. But the other Friday, I was at a birthday party with some former students. Three of my Tiger team captains were present. Six of my graduates were present. Well, two of them are about to graduate. And five of them had jobs, and the other one was being interviewed this week. And when you see that happening, when you see your students graduating and they're getting hired, they're in the business, that's what this is all about, and that's what I spend, you know, 18 hours a day trying to figure out how to do.
That's great. I mean, it's giving you guys some substantial concrete foothold in what you're teaching and what you're doing. So congratulations to that. You know, if people want to find you guys or get in touch with you guys or find out about the program, where do we send them?
Very simple. So you can go to www.gulfcoast.edu. That's our website. Or you can also contact me. That's G Garrett. That's two G's, one A, two R's, one E, two T's at gulfcoast.edu. You can hit me on the email there.
Yeah, and we'll also include your links on our site.
Oh, thank you very much. Thank you so much. So,
Guy and Travis, I want to thank you both for stopping by.
Thanks for having us.
I want to make sure, Travis, that you're on my team when you leave here today, okay? Because you're not a guy I want to go up against. But, again, fascinating work you guys are doing. And, you know, thanks for stopping in. And I'm glad you guys got to partake in I-10 Gulf Coast.
We appreciate being here. It's an honor.
All right. Have a great day.